MyMiamiShow.com.
You've got mail.
Well, let's get it started here, y'all. Hey, Russ and crew, I want to comment on the Miami Dolphin player being bullied by his teammates. What most people don't realize is that bullies come in all shapes and sizes, ages, and genders. I've seen bullies as young as 7 and as old as 77. It's a superiority complex as well as insecurity issues. Bullies can act as individuals operating groups. It can happen to anyone at any time, anywhere from the playground, schools, workplace, and with your neighbors. See, what's getting ready to happen? This dude, Jonathan Martin, is going to drop the dime on a whole bunch of people.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Incognito ain't the only dude that was hassling him.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying is an act of cowards. Just because the guy is being bullied is a big, strong NFL player doesn't mean he doesn't have feelings. I think the dude just lost it. Because right now he's losing the public opinion war in the NFL.
Right. And
he's going to have a hard time playing anywhere.
Everyone else in the locker room have a different perception of what was really going on.
Yeah, and then now you're hearing how some of the black players in mine, Incognito, calling him a nigger.
Ignorant.
Excuse me, with a GA, affectionate.
That's crazy.
Ghetto Styles writes, I had to email my thoughts because 140 characters on Twitter isn't long enough. Football is a brutal sport, and be on top of your game, you have to be beyond tough. However, the game of football is 90% mental and 10% physical. Players have to know where to be, what to do on hundreds of plays, routes, and variations. If you cannot handle what your own teammates throw at you, then you would never be able to handle what players from opposing teams will say and or do. Players will say and do anything to try to get into your head and get you unfocused in the game, which can result in stupid penalties upwards of 15 yards or even cost your team the game. Okay, Julia Brown writes, I know you've gone over the subject 100 times already, but in school I was never the weakest, I was never the smallest, I was simply different, and I got bullied.
That's what it is.
Incognito is the example of a childhood bully that never got punished and obviously never learned his lesson and carried on that way as an adult. And yes, it could have ended far worse than it did. People have far too many issues, health-related issues, family issues, marriage issues, and financial issues to have to worry about someone talking about slapping their mother. And here's the other thing that came up, classism.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about because his parents were really intelligent.
Yeah.
And then he graduated from Stanford.
Yeah.
That, you know, he didn't come from the hood, so he ain't going to understand much. And they asked Incognito, if there's somebody that, you know, you could really get to, who would that be?
He named him.
Yeah. Imagine the super Ken spend every opportunity talking about you or Frida's in a non-joking manner. Now add Ken talking about your significant others. Now add him talking about your parents. It's just wrong and simple.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I know Fritas could whoop Soup's ass.
All day.
I'm scared of Soup.
There are places Soup cannot this go with me. And
I'm
knows.
Bigger than Soup, but I'm scared of him.
I'm just trying to point out the simple fact that this
you
guy,
look angry.
With his parents being lawyers and him being from Stanford and they Harvard grads, they thought this guy needed a little extra oomph.
Yeah, well.
You sound stupid.
That's what they thought.
But they know that Richie Incognito takes situations from a 2 to a 10. He's probably the wrong guy.
Yeah, right? Abs. You want a mentor, I don't think Richie Incognito, because it looks like that was what they were looking for, a tough mentor. Richie
exactly.
Incognito was not the right one.
Yeah, he's a little nuts. But then again, you got to be a little nuts playing football.
Never lie.
Anyway, y'all stay right there. We'll be right back.